Follow Jim Dunaway on Twitter and Instagram at Jim Dunaway. Who's been arrested?
He's so lucky we're separated by water, because I'm on probation and I don't want to get my ankle monitor wet.
Who's back in rehab?
Well, yeah, I got beer. Now I just need to go pick it up. Now it ain't on ice. Hell, it's still on layaway.
Yeah. And who's hitting who?
I ain't seen my dad since circa 1987. And then a year after, I run into him at a Molly Hatchet concert. He nods and I nod, but we didn't speak out of respect to the music.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Hey, and our trash, always brought to you by the locally owned and operated Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, or get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quick quote is free. Takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200. You can always visit them online. Go to MortgageRightRadio.com. Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. You talk, they listen. NMLS 2239. This is going to break you guys' heart.
Okay.
Justin Bieber is taking time off from his music while he figures out what he wants to do next.
Not the Biebs.
Go acting. Go into acting.
Justin. Now, the singer has dialed back his work commitments to spend more time with his new wife, Haley Baldwin.
That's a good idea.
Source close to the singer tells People magazine. Now, women will make you crazy. There is no doubt. According to the source, quote, he is happy and content. He's in love with Haley. She encourages him to do whatever he wants and is encouraging him in this season of self-discovery. She also encouraged him not to do a prenup.
Do you think the Biebs has made enough, though, that
yes,
he doesn't have to work again?
Never have to work again in his life.
What do you think his net worth is?
$150 million.
You don't think he could blow that?
Well, I mean, I guess technically he could.
Right, but if he wants to live the rest of his life, he could.
I think he would be fine.
Oh, my word. I got the Biebs' net worth at $265 million.
That's tough to spend.
Wow.
But you could do it.
Good for him.
Yeah, T Swizzle's at 320, according to this, Dunaway.
What is he, about 25 now?
He is 24. Boy, he's lived a life, hasn't he? He seems much older than 24.
He's probably tired. Take a break.
I would imagine.
Dan Aykroyd, one of the original stars of Ghostbusters, the 1984 film, said in an interview with Dan Rather on Tuesday that they are writing a new film right now.
Of course. I bet his net worth is not $265 million.
Oh, it's a lot.
Who, Dan Aykroyd?
Dan Aykroyd, I bet $60 million.
Why would he want to do this then? You know, Coneheads, he was one of those, right?
He was.
That was one of my least favorite skits of all time.
But I think he's got some equity in the Blues Brothers. He's got a vodka.
Aykroyd at 135. Yeah. How about he and Biebs were both born in Ottawa, Canada?
Ottawa rocking the
Canadians. We're, take us down, money, man.
We're on back to... Oh, I'm sorry. Biebs was London, Ontario. My bad. We're on back-to-back Canadians here.
Well, he goes on to say there's a possibility of a reunion with the three remaining Ghostbusters. Obviously, Harold Ramis, who played
Venkman.
Yeah, Egon.
No, he wasn't Venkman.
Died in 2014.
Bill Murray's Venkman.
Now, Aykroyd even believes co-star Bill Murray will once again come back to Ghostbusters.
This has been going on for, I think, since 1989.
I don't care anything about it. You know, I thought original film was good when I was a kid. Yep. Watching it again with my kids, I thought it was enjoyable, but I really don't care anything about a reunion. I didn't see when the Chicks tried to pull it off. I don't think they did.
Are all these people Canadian?
There's a lot of Canadians.
Yeah.
Ryan Gosling, Canadian?
Yep.
Ryan Reynolds, Canadian?
Yep. Yeah, this is killing you, isn't it, Dunaway?
Drake's Canadian, I know, because he's a big Raptors fan, right?
Yep. If they're winning.
Jim Carrey, Canadian?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
William Shatner, Canadian?
Absolutely. America's Hat produced a lot of stuff, Jimmy.
Michael J. Fox?
Yep. You didn't know he was Canadian?
Some of these I did not know.
Pamela Anderson, Canadian.
Yep.
Rachel McAdams from The Notebook was my
all-time. Oh, yeah.
The whole Notebook cast was Canadian, it seems like.
Dunaway thought all his heartthrobs were American.
Oh, is there not romance north of the border?
Nope. They just snuggle to stay warm.
They have to stay warm.
Not good here. A Ford dealership in California has been hit with a barrage of criticism over an ad which tried to make light of the deadly wildfires.
Oh, what are you doing?
I don't know how something like this gets passed.
I mean, many people have to approve this.
But here we go. The ad, which was published by the company's Simi Valley dealership on November 11th, read, "Well, we didn't catch fire, but these deals are smoking hot."
I mean, come on. Just shut them down.
Are you kidding?
God, it's unbelievable.
Well,
on a coastal town, do you go...
these deals
we
are
survived
smoking
a hurricane,
up.
But these prices will blow you away.
Come on.
Okay, that was awkward. This is awkward too. A bride to be has resorted to asking internet strangers for advice after receiving a rude accidental text from her future mother-in-law. Now, the unidentified woman, who is from Northern California, posted on Reddit about a wedding dress shopping trip that went quite well until she got home and received a nasty text message from her fiancé's mother, who ranted that the whole day was a bleep show. Now, hurt and confused, the woman relayed the whole take and asked others what they should do moving forward. Went on to say, overall, we had a great day, and I got the most amazing dress. My mom cried, and my fiancé's mom cried. It was a special day. At lunch, my mom told everyone she suggested I keep my maiden name for work only and take my fiancé's name for personal life.
Sound confusing?
This approach worked just fine for the woman, since she's not supposed to connect with work clients on social media, and this would make it more difficult for them to find her. Now, her mother-in-law seemed to think it was a good idea, too. She went on to say, quote, my fiance's mom agreed with my mom because that is what she does for work, too, she said. Overall, she felt the day went well. Later, though, she received a text from her mother-in-law that was clearly not meant for her. The text said the whole day was a bleep show.
Uh-oh.
And that my mom advised me not to take my fiance's name for career reasons. I'm so hurt that she would go around spreading lies about my mom. She knows that's not what my mom said. The woman took the matter to her fiancé, who asked his mother to apologize, but she refused.
Uh-oh.
This is not going to be a good story.
Nope.
Not a good story.
No, you're right. You probably need to reevaluate this one before we even get going, before kickoff.
Okay, I've got some words to use for your dating profile that will guarantee, all caps, you will get a date. For men, use these words, okay?
Okay.
It's typical. Travel. Gym. Connection. Wine. Tacos and hike.
That sets me above there. That sets me out beyond everybody else because nobody else likes hiking. That's let me say music, laughing.
I mean, I get the hiking would run me off, but
movies.
You know, I get the travel because, you know, I'm sure women like free trips.
I would guess, yeah.
Gym means you work out, so I guess that's fine.
Now, for women, these words are supposed to guarantee you a date. I don't know how this one would. Connection is number one. Yoga, hike, dogs, travel, and wine. I like the wine, travel, and dogs. I'll pass on the yoga, hike, and connection.
I'll pass on the sweating.
It's gotten bad for New York Jets fans. So bad, a New Jersey man was arrested on a DUI charge after telling police he, quote, drank too much because the Jets suck. Christopher Grayshock, 57, is facing assault by auto, possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, driving under the influence, reckless driving, and an open container of alcohol in a motor vehicle.
Damn Jets.
Charges stemming from the Sunday. He's got more charges here than they scored points. Police say that Grayshock approached them, quote, staggering and swaying, unable to talk straight, and in danger of falling onto the highway. That's not good. When he was asked what was going on, quote, told police, I drank too much because the Jets suck.
Wow.
True story.
I mean, he's right about the Jets.
And finally, we've got a Saudi Arabian man has been sentenced to 40 lashes for sending hundreds of abusive messages to his ex-wife on WhatsApp.
Wow, that's old school.
Now, the court, the port city of Western Saudi Arabia, also ruled that the woman has the right to attend her ex-husband's lashing session.
I assume.
Can you drive me home?
I assume lashing is not like butterfly kisses.
No,
right?
This
involves something else.
It's not pleasant.
Now, the former couple has been locked in a custody battle over their three children, during which the man sent more than 600 insulting and threatening texts to his ex. The messages were described as obscene, offensive, derogatory, sexually explicit, insulting, and slandering. Wow. They also reportedly included accusations about her presentation and morality. Now, this is far from the first time Saudi Arabian citizens have faced corporal punishment for sending insulting messages on WhatsApp. I thought WhatsApp's supposed to be protected.
Who broke this story? Brett McMurphy?
Yeah, wow. Jim, too soon.
These deals are smoking.
Brett's a friend of the show.
Does the lashing actually take the skin?
Oh, yes. I bet, yeah.
Yes.
It wasn't an insult to Brett. He got the story right. That's Trash on the Table, brought to you by
our friends at the locally owned and operated Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. If you're looking for the home of your dreams, these guys can put you there. Call Tanner, Joe, or Chris, 815-9200, or online, MortgageRightRadio.com.
Todd wrote in and says Ramos was Egon.
Well, Rockstar got that right.
Okay. You went Vinkman?
I said Vinkman.
All right.
Did you know that Bieber is from Canada?
So is Ted Cruz, according to Jay. I did not realize he was born in Calgary.
Yes, he was born in Canada.
So does that mean he cannot be president?
He ran for president.
I know. He was born in Canada.
I thought you had to be a natural-born United States citizen to be president.
I don't know the rule. I know he was born in Canada.
You don't have to prove it anymore.
Okay.
8:46. That is Trash on the Table, brought to you by?
We've already done it.
Oh, sorry.
Again.
Egon was played by Harold Ramis.
Follow Jim Dunaway on Twitter and Instagram, @JimDunaway.